I have in my hand a device. It looks, actually, when I handed it to Steve Mann this morning, he thought it was an electric razor. That's exactly what it kind of looks like. And it actually almost looks like a device they used to have on, like a prop that they had on Star Trek, that little medical device. But what this is, it's very cool. It is called a Mega Bright self-powered light, and it's got the Jeep logo on it. I know it sounds crazy, you know, Jeep is cars. That what do they have to do with flashlights? Well, they're letting their brand name. They've got such strong brand name awareness for rugged things that they're applying it to different products now. And this is pretty cool. It's an LED flashlight flasher. So what LED means, light emitting diode, it means that it's not a traditional light bulb that can burn out. These LEDs never go bad. So you've got a device that will always work as long as it's got power. So that's the neatest part about this device. It has no batteries. How does it work? Well, listen to this. I'm going to put this right up by the microphone and see if you can figure it out. So here, listen to this. Yeah, it's got this neat little winding device, this little handle, and you spin it around. And for every minute that you spin the handle, it runs for an hour. So tell me how cool this would be to have in your car in case of an emergency. Maybe you go camping, you know, and you're thinking, you forget to get new batteries for your flashlight, and you get there at night to set your tent, and you've got no light, or just around your home in case of a power outage. Neat, neat, neat device. This is a very cool device. Now, here's the problem. I remember I told you there was a problem with it. So I go this morning. I mean, I've got the packaging. I got this device, and on the back of the package, I mean, it says Jeep all over the front, Jeep, Jeep, Jeep. You know, it says always ready to use, no batteries to replace, just wind to charge, no bulbs to replace, blah, blah, blah. And way on the back of this sheet, way, way at the bottom, I mean, in small print, it's got www.durapro.com, durapro.com. So I go there this morning at 4:30 to find out a little bit more information so I could tell you where to buy it. Well, this flashlight's not even on their website. I mean, they have another one that takes regular batteries, but it's just in, and it gets better. On the website where they had a button that says where to buy, I click that button, and it says for me to call an 800 number. That is insanity. Okay, so if you have a business of your own, if you work for a company that and you're trying to sell your products to people on the internet, do not do that. In other words, if I'm on the internet, I do not want to pick up the telephone to call somebody. So and also the mistake that this company made, I hate to say it, but I've got the opportunity here. They send out these lights to members of the press like me. They want me to promote it, and I sit here and tell you all the great things about it. Now I can't tell you where to buy it. That's insanity. In other words, don't send your products out to members of the press unless they're already in the stores and it's easy for people to know where to get them. That's a vast mistake. And here's why. I'll tell you why. I'm going to do something. I'm going to do another demonstration. Now, I don't know if you're going to be able to hear this, but let me tell you how the internet works, how it's working now, and a lot of companies don't understand this. I've got in my hand, see what I got in my hand, Ryan? Look at this. Check this out, man. Ryan's the producer. He was asleep right there. Oh, and Ryan also told me I made a mistake earlier. I said I graduated from high school. He says I said, and I believe him, I'll be able to listen to the tape, 1996. No. I graduated in 1966, so I made a mistake there. But anyway, I've got in my hand this credit card, and I'm going to tap it on the microphone. Okay, that's what people are doing all day long on the internet, except they're taking their credit card in their hand, they're tapping it on the monitor screen of the computer saying, hey, I've got some money here. Do you want my money? And believe me, a ton of companies are saying, nope, we don't want your money. Keep the money in your pocket. We don't want to sell to you over the internet. That's a big mistake. Well, don't do that if you've got a company. I'm telling you, there are millions of people who want to buy your products right now. And you want to get this flashlight, but I can't tell you where to get it. So you're just going to have to hang on until this week when I finally email back the public relations company and say, hey, I talked about that cool flashlight, but there's no place to buy it. So, but believe me, you're going to want to get this really, really, really cool flashlight.